Welcome to Simple Living Works, episode 14. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to present Simple Living 101, Tools for Activists, Shy or Bold, a resource that now has a social media supplement called Jerry's Adventures in Social Media. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. Our mission is to equip people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three of those fit together, and they especially fit together with the five life standards of living more with less, which I discussed in the previous episode. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. To learn more about us, listen to episodes 1 and 2. In this episode, I present Simple Living 101, Tools for Activists, Shy or Bold, and introduce the new social media supplement. If you'd like to follow along, go to simplelivingworks.org, click window number 3 for the show notes. Near the top is a link to Simple Living 101. You're welcome to pause this podcast while you go there. We'll wait. We don't mind. Oh, by the way, to return to the Simple Living 101 table of contents page from any chapter, just click Contents at the top of that chapter. Also, the page numbers in the table of contents refer to the printed version, so ignore them for this online version. Well, even if you don't think of yourself as an activist or even a self-starter, you can use these tools or share them with someone else to use. Then encourage that person and assist them along the way. At the top of the main page of Simple Living 101 are two links to media releases. We won't go there now, but if you want to another introduction to this resource or you want to introduce it to someone else, either or both of those releases are helpful. Several of our resources have a link to a media release at the top of their main page. Also, make copies of this resource or almost any Simple Living Works resource under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Simple Living 101 is a set of tools for sharing the joy of a simpler lifestyle through speeches, workshops, events, study action groups, simplicity circles, and social media. It contains 5 chapters. 1 is for speakers, chapter 2 for workshop leaders, 3 for event organizers, 4 for discussion groups, and 5 for media workers. The chapters form the acronym SLOWD for Slow Down. Well, here we go. Read the foreword if you'd like a little history about this project. Now, the introduction, How to Influence Others, I'll go through in more detail a bit later. It provides much of the motivation for using these tools. Chapter 1, Speakers, has 4 sections. First is workshop, then flex talk, and then it has more resources for speakers. Chapter 1 is for speakers. It has several sections. First of all, worship, then it has flex talk, and then additional resources for speakers. Now, you don't need to be a professional speaker to use these resources, though professionals would probably benefit from them also. The first section, worship, has 3 parts. First, a 3-part series outline. Secondly, a sermon illustration, and then a sermon for any worship service. Well, the 3-part series outline gives a detailed order of service for 3 consecutive Sundays. The series could be used almost any time, though it's most likely to be used during the season called Ordinary Time, that is, the non-festival part of the church year, the Sundays between Epiphany and Lent, or the Sundays after Pentecost until Advent starts in the fall. This outline gives hymn suggestions, sermon ideas, etc. This is not a theoretical series. It has actually been used in church. Secondly, one key sermon illustration that can be used during Advent is called The Story of Jason, also called Jason's Birthday, or even better known as Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? And the third part in the worship section is, if you prefer, we offer a sermon for any worship service. which needn't be part of a series. More sermons are given in the collection Worship Alternatives, such as a four-part series for Lent about use of our time. A link to those sermons is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click window number 3. Well, the Flex Talk is the primary source for speakers for both secular gatherings and for sermons. Its name, Flex Talk, simply means it's flexible in length, from 15 minutes clear up to 3 hours. It has two parts that can be used separately to make the talk shorter, or used together to make the talk longer. Both parts have supplementary videos. The speaker chooses the topic most appropriate for the audience. The first is Living More with Less, and the second, Celebrating Responsibly. Well, Living More with Less illustrates the five life standards of the classic, Living More with Less, and the audio version of this, Section A, is Living Simply and Loving It. Now, Section B, called Celebrating Responsibly, focuses on celebrations such as Christmas or rites of passage, birthdays, weddings. Well, later I'll introduce a section of bonus materials provided by volunteers. One of them is an adaptation of this Flex Talk, so you can see how it can be personalized. Well, besides worship outlines and a talk that's flexible in length, Simple Living 101 gives more resources for speakers, including handouts. Handouts like Let's Talk About Christmas, or Christmas Budget Worksheet, or an Alternative Giving Card. And this section also includes a list of Bible verses which focus on numerous Simple Living topics to enhance a talk or help devise a different one. Well, of the handouts, Let's Talk About Christmas gives a family a framework to plan ahead to decide how they really want to worship and celebrate and who's going to do what. The second one, the Christmas Budget Worksheet, urges alternative giving rather than spending so much on ourselves. And the third, Alternative Giving Card, is an actual card that can be given to others when you have pledged money to a worthy cause in their name. Now, newer than the Flex Talk is Simple Living Struggles and Solutions, and its updated version called Simple Living Works. I've used this script hundreds of times. Now groups can show the video either from a DVD or right off the internet from YouTube, even when I'm present. I made it when I was in my prime, so I have no need to compete with myself. When I answer questions and then respond to comments after the video, I recommend this video as a setup for my free coaching service for groups via the internet. For more information, see the link in the show notes of simplelivingworks.org. Click window number 3. Of course, volunteers are welcome to use and adapt these scripts too. So, that's chapter number 1 of Simple Living 101 for speakers. Chapter 2 is for workshop leaders, and it contains 4 sections. Welcome to the World of Enough, Lifestyle Workshop Outline, More Workshop Ideas, and Coaching Groups by Internet. Welcome to the World of Enough is a 1-hour workshop outline based on the concept of enough, prepared and used by David Schrock Schenk of the Mennonite Central Committee. Secondly, the Lifestyle Workshop Outline is a 2-to-4-hour workshop model by Kathleen Connolly, a longtime board member of Alternatives. Then, More Workshop Ideas and Resources contains numerous options from Alternatives and other sources, some video, some audio, some text, such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop. And finally, Coaching Groups by Internet is a free service I offer. Does your group need a new spark? Or do you want to start a simpler group in your church or in your organization? Here's free, experienced, short-term help. It does require some basic technology like Skype. See the show notes for a link to the guidelines. Well, that's Chapter 2 of Simple Living 101 about workshop leaders. Now, Chapter 3 is for event organizers, and it contains 3 sections. How to organize an alternative Christmas community festival. Secondly, planning an alternative Christmas workshop. And thirdly, more resources for organizers. First, How to Organize an Alternative Christmas Community Festival. The emphasis here is on community, thinking beyond your congregation or your group. Well, an alternative Christmas festival is a concrete, exciting way to offer ideas and support for those who want to have more meaningful Christmas celebrations. It is also a positive way to introduce the need for change to people unaware of the problems connected with the way we celebrate Christmas. The size and scope of the festival depends on the resources of commitment and talent available in your local community. It is always best to have an event which is challenging but not overwhelming, so there is a base on which to build the following year. This how-to is both general and specific. The authors say, we offer what we have learned from several years of organizing a community festival, first giving suggestions and then commenting on our particular experience. Since our festival is always in process, we are including some of the questions and new approaches we hope to develop for future festivals. We hope that this will provide the flexibility you need to develop a festival coherent with the resources and needs of your own community, but with enough specifics to get started. That was the introduction to How to Organize an Alternative Christmas Community Festival. Secondly, planning an alternative Christmas workshop focuses primarily on your congregation or on your group, though it could be community-wide. Now, many churches organize an alternative Christmas events in the fall to encourage alternative giving and to help members simplify their celebration. Well, there are three basic plans. The first plan: sell crafts and clothing from artisans in the developing world. This encourages the second pillar of voluntary simplicity, that is, learn from the world community. Your family and friends get beautiful gifts at reasonable prices. Artisans get a fair price for their work because more gets to them through these volunteer fairs and shops than through similar commercial shops. Second plan, sell nothing. Instead, encourage people to give funds to worthy organizations in someone else's name rather than to purchase a gift. The gift is doubled for the recipient of the funds and the recipient of the honor. Usually a gift card goes to the honoree telling something about the recipient organization. The third plan, hold a workshop on alternative Christmas celebrations. Such a workshop goes beyond gifts to the entire purpose and organization of celebrating Christmas. Now, How to Organize an Alternative Christmas Community Festival that I mentioned earlier emphasizes alternative celebrating rather than crafts. Or use the classic for simplifying Christmas, Unplug the Christmas Machine, a complete guide to putting love and joy back into the season. The Leader's Guide to Unplug the Christmas Machine workshop comes in Chapter 2 of Simple Living 101. And a shorter worksheet than Unplug is Alternatives Let's Talk About Christmas, which is also included in Simple Living 101. The above three concepts can be combined in various ways in planning an alternative Christmas workshop. Finally, mission-centered alternative Christmas fair. Well, that was Chapter 3, Event Organizers. Chapter 4 is for discussion groups, and it contains three sections. First, different kinds of groups. Second, 10 tips discussion series, and then more resources for groups. First, different kinds of groups. Small groups are usually groups that meet in churches to discuss a topic of common interest, such as parenting, usually for a fixed number of meetings. A simplicity circle is a small group that meets regularly and focuses specifically on voluntary simplicity, usually on an open-ended basis, that is, no fixed number of sessions. An accountability group meets regularly to discuss a variety of personal topics, such as money, on a confidential basis. Members usually make certain pledges to which the group holds them accountable. A book discussion group meets to discuss a book, a classic or a new title, which members are to have read before the meeting. A learning and action group meets to study an issue and then do something about it, such as writing letters to Congress about world hunger. A support group meets regularly to discuss personal issues of its members, with or without a study guide. Now, a learning action guide or study guide are usually books that include a group of questions for each chapter to stimulate discussion and action, or that include a study outline, that is, giving goals for each session. Well, whatever kind of group you choose, the 10 Tips discussion series may be useful. And these come either for Christmas, for Easter, or for celebrations in general. This 10 Tips series show how alternatives series of simple 10 tips sheets can serve as a focus. And I've used them for Adult Forum, for example. Then more resources for groups include examples of groups, books, organizations, and publications, as well as learning study action guides for Bible classes, study circles on Christmas and Advent, peace and justice, voluntary simplicity, and sustainability. And finally, in Chapter 4, I'll just mention again the free coaching service by internet, which can help to spark or start a discussion group. That's Chapter 4, Discussion Groups. Chapter 5 is for media workers and includes four sections. First is the social media activist. Second, the local media contact. Third, a script for the media contact to use. And lastly, a nuts and bolts guideline called Reaching Out Through the Media. First, a social media activist uses the growing number of social media to engage people in the comprehensive lifestyle called simple living, including social justice. This new section of Simple Living 101 is a supplement to the original and is subtitled Jerry's Adventures in Social Media, because it's based on my rewarding experience learning the benefits and techniques of social media. This is not a tutorial on social media. This is not social media for dummies. There's already plenty of help online and in books about the basics. Instead, I will talk about my personal preferences and biases. I write in the form of blog posts, of course. Though I'm going to release each post one at a time, you can read the entire series anytime as Simple Living 101 Social Media Supplement. And of course, there's a link in the show notes to get you there. If you're unfamiliar with any of the blog topics, I've put a link to Wikipedia to the top of some of the posts. Now understand, this is a work in progress. It can be corrected, adjusted, updated anytime. I welcome your involvement in this process. If you have a comment or a trick that has worked well for you, please share it. So, the 10 blogs in this social media supplement include 1. An introduction, 2. A helpful resource, 3. Popular social media such as Facebook and Twitter, 4. Your website, 5. Your newsletter, 6. Email lists, 7. Blogging, 8. Podcasting, 9. Internet radio, and 10. A model basic marketing plan checklist. Well, that was a quick look at the new social media supplement to Simple Living 101. The next part of Chapter 5 is the local media contact. This person urges the stations in the community to broadcast alternatives audio and video electronic resources on radio, TV, cable, and internet stations. This chapter includes a script that can be used in approaching the managers of the stations. And also, the nuts and bolts guidelines called Reaching Out Through the Media includes basics such as writing a news release and a PSA, or a public service announcement, for your event, workshop, etc. Well, that's an overview of Chapter 5 for media activists. The appendices for Simple Living 101 are pretty extensive, and they include, of course, additional resources. They include the Christmas campaign kit and various other items. The first one, additional resources, include resources for family activities, community building, celebrating Advent and Christmas, celebrating year-round, celebrating Easter and Lent, environment and care of creation, media literacy, and resources for music and worship. Additional resources also includes a special bonus This is volunteer additions and contributions. 9 actual activities of varying lengths provided from alternatives volunteer workers. The next part of the appendices is the Christmas campaign kit, which contains useful tools specifically for Christmas for use within the family or in a congregation or group. Most are relatively small and simple to use. Next, the Alternatives Simpler Living Community Network, which incorporates the Slow Down Network, includes information, its mission statement, its goals and general information, questions and answers, feedback, and the Slow Down newsletter called Update. And finally, more promotion ideas and resources are in the appendices. So that's the overview of the of Simple Living 101. To understand why others join this group of volunteers and why many continue to get beyond their comfort zones, I offer guidelines for change, how to influence others. Now, numerous helpful resources are listed throughout this introduction, and I hope you'll consider them later. I will omit most of them right now, however. So the 3 steps of simpler living and social change are changing ourselves, sharing with others, and working to change systems. Influencing others begins with ourselves. Ask, where do I fit in the 3 levels of participation within our culture? Now, the answer may be all 3. Of those 3 levels, level 1 is, do I support both good and evil, regardless of the social consequences? Such unconscious buying is what most folks seem to do, buying whatever we want from anybody. Level 2, do I support the good, but do not support the evil? Such conscious buying means buying primarily from the good businesses, not from sweatshop manufacturers, serious polluters, and the like. And level 3 of participation in culture is, do I support the good and resist the evil? Such buying activism means writing letters, participating in boycotts, and the like. To begin, while contemplating the following points, focus on at least 1 suggestion from each of the 3 groups, that is, A, changing ourselves, B, sharing with others, and C, working to change systems. Now, many of the following points include suggested helps. Some are free on simpleLivingWorks.org. I'm only going to mention a few now, so you can check them out later. A. Changing ourselves. 1. Prioritize changes we need to make, including both big and little changes. Do not allow tokenism, doing only the small stuff, like recycling, and ignoring the hard changes, like reducing our dependence on our cars. Likewise, do little stuff to keep us conscious of change. Otherwise, the big changes may seem overwhelming. It feels good to say, look at all the changes I've made, but it's tokenism if they're all little stuff. Point 2 of changing ourselves. Change celebrations. There are role models for what we'd like to do the rest of our life. Are they extravagant or simple? Many of them damage our earth and promote reckless spending. Instead, focus on joy and meaning. A good help is Treasury of Celebrations and Unplug the Christmas Machine. The 3rd point of changing ourselves is tend to our spiritual health. Pray, meditate, spiritualize life. These are the values supporting our efforts. Without a strong religious or philosophical foundation, our changes will seem meaningless. 4th, tend to our mental and intellectual health through continuing education, assertiveness training, and journaling. Read about politics and economics, but avoid media overload by turning off the TV and reducing unhelpful mass-market magazine subscriptions. 5, tend to our physical health. Eat correctly, exercise, and have regular medical checkups. Eat locally grown organic food as much as possible, meet as little as possible. 6. Touch other cultures, especially the poor, either locally or on a cross-cultural experience. A good help is the cookbook Extending the Table. Also the article 10 Tips to Escape the Stifling Comfort Zone. And also the faithandmoneynetwork.org. 7. Practice the 5 R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle, restore, and respond. Practice the halving principle. Cut use of stuff in half. Use water, electricity, and fossil fuels wisely and conservatively. A good help for this is the Simpler Living Alternative Daily Calendar. 8. Practice gratitude. Do things that make us glad to be alive. And a good help, listed in the show notes, is the Common Good podcast called Spirituality and Gratitude. 9. Be in touch with nature through eco-friendly hiking and camping. Be awed by natural wonders large and small, like sunsets and compost worms. 10. Build growing relationship with others for fun, conversation, volunteering, worshiping, celebrating. A good help for this is the Christmas game and the Anytime game. Also, Life Stories game. 11. Slow down. Changes require prayer, thought, and time. Make time for what's most important. And 12. Think of our own ways to change. So, moving from changing ourselves, we move to part B, sharing with others. 1. Set an example of non-conforming freely by using string or fabric shopping bags, a hand lawnmower, etc. Be a living witness. Show our own lifestyle changes. Share a subscription to a truly helpful magazine like Yes. 2. Offer a personal one-to-one testimony, face-to-face, by letter or email. Speak to adults or to children at teachable moments. 3. Practice alternative giving. Give more to the needy. Give fair trade gifts. 4. Tell others by giving talks, show and discussing videos. 5. Lead a workshop. 6. Organize an alternative event. 7. Start a study action group, Simplicity Circle, lead worship or adult forum at church. 8. Refer friends and relatives to the Simple Living Works website, either face-to-face or in email. Help them navigate the site if necessary. The recipients can start where they want to. This makes us helpful and generous, not pushy. 9. Send messages about overconsumption through cards, bumper stickers, and the like. And some real helps are the Consumo and Send a Message campaigns. 10. Develop an email directory and forward Simple Living Works e-news to those in your directory. As you gain experience and confidence, use social media to share your own Simple Living thoughts, as well as Simple Living Works blogs and podcasts. 11. Pray, Lord, have mercy on us. May your will be done on earth as in heaven. And 12, think of your own way to share with others. Now moving from sharing with others, we move to working to change systems, part C. 1, advocacy. Write letters to public officials, local, county, state, national, international. Get addresses from your local chapter of the League of Women Voters. A real help here is Bread for the World. That's bread.org. 2, write letters of protest to wasteful companies and send commendations to businesses working towards sustainability. 3, protest and boycott. 4, vote with your dollars. Buy from locally owned businesses. 5, keep informed, share ideas, join a social justice listserv such as Center for a New American Dream at newdream.org. 6, contact the media. Pass releases on to local media from Simple Living Works and other organizations. Number 7, close the loop at home, work, school, and church. Buy products made of recycled materials. Number 8, attend meetings to oppose local sprawl. Number 9, promote media literacy to help both children and adults understand the power and influence of advertising. Number 10, practice socially responsible investing, or SRI. Number 11, pray for those who are in positions of power, who control systems such as public and business officials. And number 12, think of your own way to work to change systems. So this ends the introduction to Simple Living 101 called Guidelines for Change, How to Influence Others, as well as the new social media supplement called Jerry's Adventures in Social Media. You've been listening to an overview of Simple Living 101, tools for activists, shy or bold. I hope you're convinced that you can be, or continue to be, a simple living activist. Well, we've received a wonderful positive response to the Simple Living Works podcast and blog. Recently, I invited comments on the design of my monthly Simple Living Works e-newsletter. Marin Christie from Gifts in Open Hands said, "Yes, the format is readable and the content is easily accessible. You are a blessing to every new year." Thanks, Marin. Find a link to her site in the show notes. Joe Novak commented, "I like your new format. Thanks for all you do." You're welcome, Joan. Cecile Andrews, author of the new book Living Room Revolution, as well as the classics Less is More, Slow is Beautiful, and Circle of Simplicity, wrote, "Hi, Gerald. Good to see the work you're doing. The new design looks great. I'm still semi-working with John DeGraff." By the way, he's the producer and author of Affluenza. "But I'm focusing more on the subject of creating community. My latest book is Living Room Revolution, a handbook for conversation, community, and the common good, recently published by New Society. I'm still trying to get study circles going, and maybe you'll help revive interest in the subject of simplicity. It's certainly more relevant than ever. Congratulations on your good work." Thanks for the encouragement, Cecile, and we're planning a conversation on this podcast in an upcoming episode. This note was addressed to Pete, who's the producer of most of Alternative's electronic Iowa resources. And the writer said, "Watch the Dome Odyssey video off the Simple Living Works website. I laughed until I cried. That video is the funniest movie I've ever seen. You are so talented." And the writer also added, addressing it to me, "The story you told about talking to your granddaughter about Santa was classic. Great job. I laughed out loud. Good for you for reaching out. I'm glad you're getting these resources out there for people. Good for you for having the guts to do it." Well, I appreciate the encouragement. Links to blogs that the writer mentioned are in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Then I heard from the permissions coordinator at North Stone Publications, Woodlake Books, up in British Columbia. She said, "We are requesting permission to reproduce Christmas Game as a Gathering for All Ages resource in our Seasons of the Spirit Christian Education Program." And I replied, "Greetings, Brenda. So glad to hear from you. I have licensed Alternative resources under the Creative Commons to avoid any kind of abuse of those resources. So you are welcome to use the Christmas Game in your educational curriculum. And you're also welcome to use Christmas Game number 2 and the Anytime Game. Please include the credit Copyright Creative Commons. For more educational and inspirational resources, go to simplelivingworks.org. Well, for our permissions policy, please see the link in the show notes if you're considering reprinting something or from Simple Living Works. You're surely welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org. Leave a message on our Facebook page or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In the news, our colleague Lee Van Ham of Jubilee Economics is having a drawing for 10 copies of his new book, Blinded by Progress. The deadline for entering is February 20th at goodreads.com. More details are given in the show notes. He's also been interviewed lately on Inside Personal Growth with Greg Voisin and on Joycotting with Ismay Walsh. And links to those interviews are in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we post new blogs several times a week. We hope you'll read them and subscribe. This blog is the companion to our 2 times a month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same, so click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, has pledged to keep a copy of each resource produced by alternatives and to make copies available by request at a nominal cost. Feel free to contact them at the office near Chicago. The complete contact information is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Well, it's time to wrap up episode 14 of Simple Living Works podcast. In episode 15, I plan an interview with author Cecile Andrews. You won't want to miss that. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcast service. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-newsletter. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. Thanks to John Pitney and the band Earth Mama for the music on our show. Find details in the show notes about them. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage at simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.